The reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Thanks be to God.
Now, please, will you stand for our gospel reading?
The Gospel reading is taken from Matthew chapter 1, reading verses 18 to 25, and it can be found on page 1 of the Church Bible. Now, the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son. And he named him Jesus. Praise to you, O Christ.
Simon is our associate vicar, and he's going to speak to us this morning. He has been playing the organ as well.
Let's pray as we stand. Lord Jesus, we thank you for those special moments of Christmas Day. We thank you for what for many will be a day filled with a joyful hustle and bustle. And we thank you for moments of peace and reflection. And we pray that you would be with us in all of them. And we particularly think of those who, for whom today may present some difficulties and challenges. Thank you that you're with us here now. And please help us to hear from you in your name. Amen. Please do be seated. Well, let me add my welcome to Hazel's. It's really lovely to see you on this Christmas morning and to be spending part of Christmas Day together. Thank you for being here. My name, as Hazel has said, is Simon, and quite often I introduce myself as the associate vicar here. But that's only one of many different names that I might carry if you were to cast your eye along the mantelpiece of my lounge at the moment. Some people call me son, some people call me nephew, some people call me godfather, some people rather formally, depending on who the Christmas card's been from in church, might call me reverend. Other people might go for a slightly more informal nickname. I won't tell you all of my nicknames, but one of my friends calls me Potter, my surname, and I'm godfather to his son, and so I get cards addressed to Uncle Potter. It's really rather sweet. I wonder what the Christmas cards on your mantelpiece tell us about you and what names you're called. Matthew's Gospel and his introduction to his description of the life of Jesus is full of different names. In fact, the section of Matthew 1 just before the passage we heard this morning is full of 42 names. It's an organized list of the family tree of Jesus. And it's pretty interesting as to who makes the list in the lead-up to Christmas. There are men and there are women. There are people from Jesus's own people group and there are foreigners. There are kings and there are commoners. There are saints and there are sinners. There are con men and there are murderers. There's almost every type of broken family relationship that the producers of EastEnders could ever hope for. There are insiders and there are outsiders. The list of names of Jesus' earthly family background makes for some pretty interesting reading. And it's a reminder to us this morning that Christmas and the Christ of Christmas is for everyone. It's not just for people who appear to have got life together. It's not just for people with the right education or the right background. It's not just for people who live in the right area. Christmas is celebrated across the world. Christmas is genuinely for everyone. Jesus came to earth for everyone because he loves everyone. Imagine, if you might, that the stable had a mantelpiece. And I wonder what cards Jesus would have had on his birthday mantelpiece. Imagine that there was a functioning postal service in first century Bethlehem, or even in 21st century UK. And imagine that Jesus had received some cards. I've got some cards here. This is going to be an interactive sermon, just to kind of prepare us for what might lie later on in our days. Would somebody like to open card one for us? If not, I'm just going to kind of come out and pitch it in somebody's lap. Excellent. Roseanne, because you were doing the first reading, would you like to just unveil card one for us? And we'll see what's on Jesus's mantelpiece. Can you tell us first of all who it's to and who it's from? Or it might be in a different order inside. Just have a look.
So some hope Christmas is as rawsome as you. To Jesus, my son, from God the Father. It says also, enjoy every minute.
Thank you very much. We've got a card here. Thanks ever so much, Roseanne. We've got a card here. As Roseanne has told us, Hope Christmas is as rawsome as you. We've got a picture of Simba from The Lion King on the front, from God the Father to Jesus the Son. In Matthew's Gospel, one of the first names that Jesus is called is Messiah. The ancient language of God's people, Hebrew, and it means promised or anointed king. That was the Hebrew language. The Greek language that Matthew was writing in calls Jesus Christ. That's exactly the same term, the anointed king. When we anointed Charles king last year and crowned him, there was that really special moment with Zadok the priest. King Charles was anointed with oil of chrism. The word root is the same, Jesus Christ, the one who is God's anointed king, who is anointed to be Messiah and Lord. That's the first name that Matthew gives to Jesus, Messiah. Let's put that card there. I'll take it away just before communion. Excellent. Would somebody like to help with our second card? Liz, I'm heading in your direction. Bev, you waggled a paw there. Do tell us what's inside there. Probably look inside, and I'll then read the front out to people.
To my Saviour, thank you.
Excellent. Thank you very much. To my Saviour, thank you. The right of the anointed king of the world is to establish the rules according to which that world operates and to rule with both love and justice. But we recognize as we look around the world in any number of different ways that the world is a broken place. We don't just need to look at the world outside us. If we look at the inner landscape of our lives, we recognize that actually we are in many ways broken people. The second name that Matthew's gospel gives to Jesus is the name Jesus. It's exactly what Joseph was instructed to call his son. And Jesus literally means God saves. Thanks to Condi Gift Shop in Henley's, just a little plug there, I saw this absolutely lovely Christmas card. I'm just going to read you the beginning or the start of it, because you might see from the cover it contains quite a lot of words. Before we start wrapping up presents and popping pigs in blankets, I just wanted to take a tiny moment amongst the Christmas chaos to thank you for being such a brilliant bundle of strength and support this year, helping to pick up the little pieces of me and to put them back together again. Jesus means God saves. If our life sometimes feels as if we're falling apart, as if we're broken people inside, then Christmas is the message that Jesus comes to put us back together again. Card number three. Any volunteers? Excellent, Jason, thank you very much. Let's come to the back. Matthew's got three names for Jesus, so this is a good three-point sermon. We're coming in to land. What does it say, Jason?
The text reads, although we're miles apart, these Christmas wishes are as warm as ever. From God to us.
Thanks, Jason. I was staggered, actually, when I went into the card shop. There were an enormous number of cards. The front cover says, Happy Christmas from across the miles. There were an enormous selection of cards to people sending cards to people who seem miles and miles away. I wonder sometimes if God can seem like miles and miles away, not just as if he's living in a different country, but maybe on some kind of totally different parallel universe. Christmas is a reminder to all of us that God is not far away. The third name that Jesus is given in Matthew chapter 1 is the name Emmanuel, which Matthew helpfully translates for us. He says it means God with us. Jesus is God's message to us in human form, that he hasn't left the building, and in fact he wants to be with us and to spend not just Christmas with us, but all of his life with us as well. That's big and bold news to perhaps some people who think that God's a long way away. But also in a world where different religions and worldviews think very differently about God. In many other worldviews, God sends messengers. Perhaps we might think of God as a sort of slightly annoyed heavenly policeman figure, sitting somewhere at a distance, looking at what's going on in the world and being slightly disapproving of it. But what Christmas tells us is that in spite of all our mess, in spite of all our brokenness, God wants to be with us because he loves us and he wants us to spend eternity with him. I've got just one final card, which I'm going to open here, which isn't a Christmas card, but I found it in the same shop. And it just says, "New baby, we welcome you into the world with love." And that's, I guess it's a bit of a question and a challenge to us. We've heard this morning that Jesus is the ruler, the anointed king over creation. He's the one who is there to put our brokenness back together and to forgive us. He does that because he wants to be with us. I wonder what our response to Jesus is. Do we welcome Jesus into the world and into not just the world, but our hearts today? And I wonder what that looks like for you. It might be that in one of those quieter moments today, you might just want to say a very brief prayer. Jesus, I welcome you into my Christmas and into my heart. It might be that you'd like to check out the message of Christmas and Christian faith slightly more fully. If you'd like to do that, there are lots of these booklets just by the door. They're free. You'd be very welcome to pick one up and take one away with you. If you're local to Bristol, you might be aware of the fact that we're running something called the Alpha Course in the new year. There's a flyer for it at the back. It's a 9-week course which takes place over a meal late on a Sunday afternoon, 5:45, begins on the 21st of January. And it involves a simple meal together with a group of people from all different backgrounds. People who would say that they're exploring faith, people who are really just checking things out from quite a distance. And it's very informal. There's a short video presentation each week for about 20 minutes. And then there's a chance to have a discussion with people and to see where everybody's coming from around the table. And to exchange and share ideas together. If that would be of interest to you or anybody that you know, do take a flyer and you can sign up on our church website. But however you spend the rest of your day, can I wish you a very happy Christmas.